This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Yesterday, I went to sleep late. I wanted to go to sleep a little earlier since I had to do this. But, dude, Lomachenko and Lopez started late as hell. And what am I going to actually miss that fight? Lomachenko was off for 14 months. This kid, Lopez, was awesome. Okay? He came out with balls. He came out with a jab that was sticking Lomachenko. He crushed Lomachenko with body shots consistently. I think Lomachenko picked the wrong opponent off of 14 months. He probably should have picked a tune-up and then Lopez. I had Lopez winning 7 out of the 12 rounds. Listen, I get that the decision and the cards were maybe a little bit wider than maybe what they should have been. But I got to tell you something. I don't care. And Lopez is the kind of kid that if you're worried about a rematch, I don't think he's worried about a rematch with Lomachenko. Did you watch his confidence in that ring? I mean, it's not like he ever lost any confidence in that ring. That kid brought it, bro. That kid's tough. I don't know what kind of upbringing he had, but whatever kind of upbringing he had, that made that some bitch tough. Okay? Because he schooled Lomachenko. And maybe Loma waited too long to try to get into the fight. Or maybe this kid kept him in check and didn't allow him to get that much into. Because even when Loma started pressuring more between the 7th and the 10th or 11th rounds, that kid picked it up. Well, no, in the 11th round, Loma had a great round. In the 12th round, that kid like, no, dude, no. You're not taking this. And he could have cruised or whatever, and he sold out in that round and went after Loma, dude. I was so freaking impressed with Lopez last night. I would not have picked Lopez last night, okay? I thought for sure Lomachenko was going to win. I thought he was going to teach the kid a lesson. I mean, Lomachenko is freaking stud, dude. Love that guy. Love watching that guy. But I became a huge fan of that kid last night. Wow, that was impressive. And you know what I loved about it? That he won unanimously. There was no split here. I'll finish with that. This was a no-brainer that Lopez won. I'm glad boxing got it right. Because there have been so many fights that we know who won, and they didn't give the fight to that person. And you sit there and you're going like, what in the world are these judges watching? And so for me, what I was grateful for as a boxing fan is that they did award the right person the fight in Lopez, and it was unanimous. Now, having said all of that, can anybody explain to me what kind of drugs or alcohol Andre Ward is on? You know, because they had him doing the Letterman thing where he gives, you know, he has his boxing scorecard. Andre Ward is, you know, a former champion, a hell of a boxer in his own right. That dude had a draw. What fight was that guy watching? Was he too busy kissing Dan Mullen's wife or something? A draw. I got to tell you something. Andre Ward needs to be fired right now from ESPN. Seriously. Like, I know that if I was running the broadcast, I would walk over and say, hey, Andre, let me see. I know you boxed, and I know you know more about boxing than I ever will know. Where'd you get a draw, dude? Where'd you get a draw? You have some kind of bias or something?
That was for the network, man, looking for the rematch.
I mean, give me a break, dude. Andre Ward, brother, you have no credibility in my eyes now. It's like Michael Jordan, right? Greatest player in the world, the worst executive in the world. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, Michael Jordan, dude, I don't want any advice from you on how to run a basketball team because you suck. You were great at leading a basketball team. You were great at being a champion. But, dude, you suck. All right? Now, Michael Jordan, you suck. Like, you are one of the worst executives in the history of the NBA. Just like there's no argument, the same thing. Andre Ward, you are one of the worst I've ever seen at scoring a fight. Seriously, bro. Fire his ass. That's all. A judge, I get it. Me, I get it. Bill, I get it. We're not boxers. But that guy's a professional boxer, and he saw a draw last night? Come on. Come on. Anybody that calls that fight for either Lomachenko or a draw, you don't know shit about boxing. Okay? You don't know jack about boxing. That's all I got to say. I saw that last night. But again, Lopez, wow, dude. That was freaking awesome last night. It was worth staying up for that fight. It really was.